Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoon to you. On this video, we're going to talk about a major debut coming on this week's SmackDown.
A major update on the future of Jinder Mahal.
Woo! We've got a potential spoiler thing for the WWE draft.
And is a former TNA champion potentially returning?
Woo!
Adam Wilbourne.
I don't know why I'm saying woo.
And this is the after news.
Yeah, I'm not particularly excited about that last story. But hey, listen, let's start off by talking about a big debut who could potentially be coming on this week's episode of SmackDown. Jacob Fatu, the former MLW World Heavyweight Champion who was signed by WWE over WrestleMania weekend, reportedly, could be set for his debut. It's going to be later this week, potentially, according to PW Insider. So unless he shows up in NXT, which, no, Raw's already happened, so that would presumably mean SmackDown. Now, that would make a lot of sense, given that we are currently in the process of seeing a new bloodline form. The Bloodline on...
Bloodline 2.0!
Yeah, on SmackDown, we, of course, have Jimmy Uso's been kicked out.
Yep.
We got Paul Heyman going, what's going on over here? You got Solo Sikoa wearing a borrowed suit by the looks of things, the poor guy. And then you've got his MFT Tama Tonga.
Mother flipping Tama.
Yeah, they really beat you over the head with that on Friday, didn't they? MFT! MFT! It was like Mercedes CEO. Yeah.
I thought they were trying to just get me those weird images with like monkeys wearing sunglasses. And I was like, oh, that's NFTs. And I still don't understand either thing.
Nope, I think it's a crypto thing.
Nope.
It's something to do with the Baltimore Bastards.
Got it.
I understand.
Still really enjoyed that interview bit with Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton. I love my monkey with sunglasses on.
The two emptiest heads in the universe.
What is happening?
Yeah, what's going on? but yeah, presumably Jacob Fatu will be entering the crypto market this Friday. Tama, they've done a really good job representing Tama so far. Having him take his shirt off was a really good idea because he's jacked in the moment, so good for him, that's awesome. They're building a new bloodline. It looks to be leading to Solo trying to kick Roman Reigns out for failure at WrestleMania. That's been his thing. Losing should be punished, all that. That's why Jimmy was kicked out. I think he's probably going to overstep the mark and do the same with Roman before he returns. Jacob Fatu comes in. You can have Roman and the Usos. You can add Sammy somewhere if you want. Why the hell not? Yeah, you have The Rock. It's a fun time, although the Solo stuff probably needs a bit of an adjustment.
Mm, I did love them destroying Kevin Owens this week. But as I always say, the Bloodline storyline is one of my favourite storylines in wrestling ever. And I thought, well, that's a nice ending to it. And we can come back to this, you know, at SummerSlam for Rock Roman or Rock Cody. And then subsequently, you know, Roman Cody again or Roman Rock, whatever it may be at next year's WrestleMania. But I love these new developments. Like you say, I really like the addition of Tama, and they've made him feel so big time with the way he's been introduced. I have my sources as well, Andy, as you know, and my little birds have actually told me how they're going to debut Jacob Fatu. And actually, you're going to like this. Right, picture the scene. There's Solo with his jacket on. Paul Heyman doesn't know what's going on.
Of course.
And Tama's there just looking menacing. And Solo's like, that's right, we're the new bloodline. Bloodline 2.0, we destroyed Kevin Owens and no one can do anything about it. Everyone in the back's too scared to fight us. The SmackDown GM, I forget what his name is. He... It's Nick Aldis.
Magnus.
Right? I know what his name is. It's a bit from the podcast. Oh. But no one back there would ever do anything. Who's going to stop us? No one in this arena would stop us. And then you just get a plant who goes, you know what, I'm not having this. Hops the barricade. Jacob Fatu runs him over. Like that. What was that MLW he ran him over?
I don't know where it was, but it's a hell of a thing.
If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. And it'll make you think, yeah, Jacob Fatu's going to kick ass.
Actually, WWE. We've got a list on the website. 10 times wrestling fans effed around and found out.
Yes.
Look it up. It's right there.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, let's talk a little bit more about Jinder Mahal. Of course, one of the releases that we saw last week. We talked about Von Wagner in the morning news being a part of those releases alongside Veer and Sanger and Xia Li and Zion Quinn, etc. But Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select has provided a bit of an update on Jinder Mahal, saying Jinder has already got heavy interest from companies about coming in, whether it be independents or whatever. GCW is foaming at the mouth.
Of course.
And they should, especially with Matt Cardona out. Yes, despite what Matt Cardona has said on our channel about us. Get well soon from all of us here at What Culture, Matt. You're going to fill that Matt Cardona-shaped hole? Nobody better than Jinder Mahal before his inevitable leap to AEW, of course.
Oh, God. I hope he doesn't go to AEW. He'd be a horrendous fit there. I know a lot of people want to see the hook match for the banter after last year, but nah, just swerve that for me.
Plus, Hook's going to be in NXT in about 3 weeks.
So. Jinder's trajectory is going to be? Literally, his non-compete is going to expire in 90 days or whatever. He's going to get booked for GCW,
yep.
And Joey Janela is going to have a very good match with him. That's exactly what's
going
to happen.
Buzzing to see what he can do.
And it's going to be really fun, because like seeing these... sports entertainment, WWE guys out of their environment is one of the most fun things in the world. Like, look at Cardona. He's absolutely smashed it. charity work, community work. He's doing all the work. Why not? Like, I'd watch Joey Janela. I watched Joey Janela wrestle AJ Francis, and it was awesome for January. By the way, interview on the channel, the former Top Dollar. It's right there right now. So, yeah, God bless GCW.
Yeah.
I genuinely want to see that happen.
Yeah, it's almost like obligatory, like you say, you leave WWE and you're a well-known star, you'll probably pop up in GCW, but it's inevitably going to be great, like you say. I wouldn't be surprised long term if Jinder eventually does go back to WWE. It might be one of those ones. Drew said this himself when he talked about Jinder's release, of like, go away, work out what your character is, and then come back and you know, remind people what you can do. Because he was a really useful hand for WWE for many years.
He sure has had a few characters over the years as well. Like a good many. Remember when he was, Free MB, obviously.
Class.
The Man of Peace, that was an interesting
that
one
he was going, Shanti.
Yeah, he was just like, try to be peaceful and stuff. And then he was the world champion. And he was,
for a long time. For so long. Thank God Shinsuke's going to take him off it. Nope.
Sorry, guys. See you later, guys.
But that was when you could bet on wrestling, and Adam Nicholas made loads of money from that. Yeah. So I'm not going to hold that too much against.
You still can.
And then I'll be honest, the excitement / fear of, are they going to do Brock versus Jinder at Survivor Series was pretty decent. That was like early days for me at What Culture.
Yeah. And then.
Best of luck to Jinder. Look forward to seeing him in GCW, and good luck to Joey Janela as well. With all that.
You know who gets Joey Janela gets way too much crap from idiots. Like, if you ever actually sit and watch a Joey Janela match, he's really good at the wrestling. He's a fantastic self promoter. He's really funny on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He winds people up. Let's just shout out Joey Janela. Yeah. Why not? We're here. We're doing shout outs today.
And
who else do we like?
It's the week of spring break in. So all people think we don't script this. We do. 3 hours in the morning we write this news.
Some of our studios have auto cues in them. This is not one of them, though. This is not one of
them. Hang on, what's it say? What are we going to talk about next, Andy?
Oh, the draft, yeah. Thank you. So,
someone shut the door. There's a draft.
Oh. How do you get away with this? Every single... what the hell am I trying to say? Raw. There's going to be some Raw wrestlers going to SmackDown for the draft this week.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean they will be drafted to SmackDown, but they will be on SmackDown for the occasion of the draft. It could well be that they go there and they get drafted to Raw. We'll see. But some of the wrestlers who are going to be at SmackDown this week, according to PW Insider, are Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Champion, The New Day, Sheamus, Bronson Reed, The Miz, Caden Carter, Katana Chance, and potentially some others as well.
Okay.
So you could see a few of those jumping ship.
You could do sort of like a super show. Let's have some matches with Raw superstars wrestling on SmackDown, maybe?
Yeah, they'll probably do some fun things. It's shaping up to be a fun episode of SmackDown. You got the draft stuff, you got Jacob Fatu. I heard in the wind that maybe CM Punk's going to be there.
Logan Paul's going to be on the Raw after, which is the other draft one, isn't it? So, yeah.
The Code Man showing up and being good because it's open mic night again, of course. There you go. Some names that could be involved in the draft.
Bronson Reed, one of the names that I picked in our draft video, which you can check out right now.
Spoilers.
Leaping to...
I think it was the first segment.
From Raw to SmackDown. I just really like him. He's a big lad. I don't know. Like you say, you've got the IC champion potentially being on SmackDown and the US champion. Maybe they're going to do the old switcher.
The flippity flip.
The only thing I'd really miss is, you remember they used to go, oh, it's a pick for Raw. And now they just go, oh, we'd quite like to have, whoever.
Yeah.
When they used to have that board, they'd go, and then it'd go, wow! I used to love that.
Now it's just Stephanie McMahon or Paul or whoever coming in. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure Paul Game, a.k.a. the Super Bowl, that's a good name for him.
Paul Game, nice to meet you.
The Triple. I'm sure the Triple will be on TV this week because he hates making these appearances.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, he really hates to do it, but, you know, he's got to be on it every week.
Just see a pair of hands shoving him out. They're like, oh! I'm here now.
Oh, come on, guys. Magnus, the SmackDown General Manager, he'll be there. Adam Cole, the Raw General Manager.
Andrew Cole, actually, he likes his... He's just gone into the Premier League Hall of Fame and now he's going to be recognised.
Have you ever heard Andrew Cole's single, Outstanding? Have you ever heard this?
No.
Oh, it's...
Well, that's getting played in the office.
It's bad.
I listened to Glenn Hoddle and... who did the song with it?
Hoddle and Waddle.
Hoddle and Waddle, yeah.
Hoddle and Waddle.
Pellant. Diamond Lights, was it?
I don't know.
Let's Pellant-y. Move on.
It's a Deftones album.
I'll be honest, Andy, the reason why I'm talking about this is I'm trying to delay talking about my final story.
Hey, let's talk about Tessa Blanchard.
Is a former TNA champion, easy for me to say, potentially returning? Probably not. It's Tessa Blanchard, everyone. But there was a really good report from PW Insider Elite saying that TNA has had preliminary internal discussions about bringing Tessa back into the company. Now, to be clear, that report says no indication that TNA actually reached out to Blanchard, only that they sort of discussed it. There was internal talk of potentially doing that. Some speculation that she could have been the lights out tease from earlier on in the week from Rebellion, of course. That obviously turned out to be a returning Matt Hardy. But as you probably should already know, but just in case you don't, Tessa Blanchard has a lot of baggage that comes with her. Yes, she is a former Impact World Champion. She won it at Hard to Kill in 2020, but that was also the weekend when she was like, God, can't we all get along? And then people were like, you've been really horrible. You've spat in people's faces. You've been a bully.
You were a bit racist.
Yeah, Chelsea Green, allegedly. Big Swole, Alison Kay, Gigi Dolin, Isla Dawn, Rebel, many more. And all the accusations, as Andy's alluded to there. Subsequent to that, Blanchard was fired by TNA and stripped of the World Championship in June of 2020 after they failed to come to terms on her appearance at Slammiversary. And since then, she's someone who I think a lot of people think she's got in-ring, got phenomenal potential, but no other company seems to be willing, no other US company, big US company, seems to be willing to take that risk on someone who just...
shoots themselves in the foot over and over and over again. The obviously the incident that was alleged by multiple people with La Rosa Negra, who was the wrestler who was on the other end of that, a few years ago. It was like the day before she won the belt, something like that.
Yeah.
all this. But then she was fired for like not showing up, like refusing to show up for a date where she was due to perform and her contract was due to expire anyway. She's a Blanchard. Tully Blanchard, her father, got himself into trouble a lot of times over the years as well. You can only hope, right, that with time, people learn, grow, and move on from their mistakes and atone for these things.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that her and Negra had kind of buried the hatchet somewhat, but that doesn't stop what happened.
Yeah,
100%. If that happened allegedly.
You have to show this, right? You have to live it and you have to show it and... I would hope that she's on the path to doing that. Would I book her if I was an American wrestling promoter? No. But she's been really active in CMLL this year, so she's clearly not struggling.
We did a list on the best intergender matches relatively recently, and she features on that.
Because, she's in it several times.
Because she's brilliant. Like, her and Sami Callihan created some magic, I have to say.
She's really good.
But it's... Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch personally, but hey... TNA going to TNA, I guess.
We'll keep you posted on any developments with that.
Yep.
Let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed, though, in the comments section below. If you think, wait a second, where are the Twitter questions? They were in this morning's video, which you can check out, Andy.
Here. Right here. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.